Our Place, episode 543.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi, and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Angie.
How are you doing? We're doing all right, I think, aren't we?
Oh, yes, I think we are.
I think we're doing all right.
Yeah, having a nice, more or less, break. We haven't done a lot of, well, you've done a bit of work, and we had to get a little order out. We promised somebody, but...
But, yeah, we haven't right. done a lot of real work.
I hope everyone's having a nice holiday.
Holiday season. Me too. So, I mean, this week we can talk about Christmas, at least.
Because we spoke to you all Saturday, so the rest of this week, I'm not sure we did anything special Sunday, did we?
No, I don't think we
Monday
did.
Monday was Christmas Eve, of course.
Yeah, Monday was Christmas Eve. We packed up and we went to my parents, or my mum, my dad's house, as I should say. We went to his house and...
So it's not your dad's house. We went
no, that's right.
Charlotte's
but,
house.
Charlotte's house now, isn't it?
In case any of them are listening, let's get it right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, I still think of it as mum and dad's house.
It is. You can't... Yes. Yeah. And actually, I wouldn't be surprised if Charlotte doesn't either.
Mm.
But it is...
But,
you can't just change... Your mindset doesn't change instantly like that,
no,
does it?
No.
But so, yes.
So we went to the house...
Christmas Eve. Had the traditional Chinese. This was in the evening we went. We didn't do much in the day. Just packed up and...
Yeah. Played an interesting game called Name It, didn't
we? That's right, yes. It's a 20 quid roughly game, isn't it? It's got little buttons on it.
Yep.
Mostly accessible.
Mostly accessible except one bit. There's one bit where she sometimes asks you, the person whose buzzer is flashing, you need to press it.
And they're all coloured.
And if they're all coloured buttons. If you don't know which one is flashing, that bit isn't accessible. But the rest of it is, because you can know, you know, the idea is you sit around a table with your hand on your particular buzzer, don't you?
That's
the idea.
Yeah, it is.
But they go, you know, there's five or six buttons on it representing colours. Mm. Excuse me. So I think you can play... I think you can have up to six people playing. And, it's all different general knowledge questions, isn't
and
it,
I
really?
Like the way, because it'll say, first one, you know, often whoever presses answers. But then sometimes it'll say, purple player, it's your turn, or blue player, isn't this question just for you? Or so-and-so, or, blue, please choose someone you'd like to play. So you'll say or green. Or
my favourite ones, or... My favourite one like that is if you don't get many right within the first few times, it goes green. Are you asleep?
Yeah. I think it tries to get everyone to join
involved.
In, even
yes.
If it's
yeah.
Because then you know if you don't always answer quick enough, even if you all know the answer.
Yeah.
First person press the buzzer.
Yeah.
Really, obviously, a game like that. And it's like just general knowledge type.
The interesting thing about the game is that if you get it wrong, then the other people in the game get one point. Yeah.
And there's 20 points. You have to make up,
you have to make
20,
up 20 points.
Points.
Yeah.
Someone does.
Good
some
little...
Person,
it's a plastic sort of game like Bop It, really. You know, it's got buttons on it and it, you know, kind of goes around in a ring. If anyone's interested, apparently Charlotte got it from Argos, didn't she?
We didn't get to play the kids' game. Actually got round to that.
There's a kids and an adults version.
Within it, isn't there?
Within it, yes. Yeah, so that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
And so we played that and then went to bed, really, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And then, of course, Christmas Day, opened the presents.
Got some interesting presents.
We did.
What is the one was called? Mine was a Yankee candle. Some of these, they weren't things I'd asked for. They were complete surprises. But it's not really... You put a stick in it and it gives a fragrance. You don't light it or anything, so I don't really know how that works.
No, I don't.
We haven't opened everything yet. We've opened some of them. And we've got all sorts of things like tubes of Pringles, like
mini tubes.
A thing of individual mini tubes of Pringles, yes.
Yeah.
And what else did you... You got shortbread, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you got a... You got an Echo Dot, which you did ask for. Another Echo Dot, didn't you?
Yes, because...
You got a TV Fire Stick.
I got an Amazon Fire Stick, and I also got a Chromecast.
And we've set those up.
And you got me the Chromecast.
We like the Fire Stick. It's pretty one of the most exciting, because it's new to us anyway, isn't
it? Yes, yeah.
and it makes the use of Netflix. You don't have to use your phone's battery or anything with it now.
No.
I mean, I know you don't with Chromecast either.
No.
But
you have to use your phone to initiate it, don't you?
Yeah, but not
you
on don't, the Fire Stick.
Not on the Fire Stick, because Netflix is accessible.
You've got voice view, and Netflix is very accessible.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like about that is it seems to set the voice view's voice to the normal speed, whatever speed you have it, and really loud when you go into Netflix for some reason.
Yeah.
And it seems to override whatever you've set, which is a bit bad, really.
Yes. Whether you can change that on, I don't know.
Well, I looked at Netflix settings. I couldn't see anything.
No. But it does bring your audio description over from your account, so that's
it does,
fine.
Yeah.
It works. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
We did like that, didn't we, dear?
So we enjoyed. I enjoyed setting up the Fire Stick. That's quite exciting.
And of course, I put on my list Pernod, and I got a Pernod this year, and some lingerie. Yes. I got things like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember what else.
I think we also got...
off the top of my head, I can't remember.
Furry rabbit, didn't you? Oh, I got a furry rabbit.
Yeah, I did. I think it needs... We didn't actually look at because it wouldn't come on. It made that it needs batteries. It's a thing that you...
Oh, no, that's what you got. I didn't get one of those.
No, you didn't.
It
does things.
I got a rabbit on a key ring, didn't I?
Yeah, you got one on a key ring.
Yeah.
You interact with this thing I've got, and it's furry.
Yeah.
And I've got some slipper socks, which I've put on my list again.
Yeah.
And, of course, you got the Bad Gnome tapes, however you pronounce the word.
Yeah, this is
you again.
This is very special because, to all intents and purposes, Elvis never recorded when he was in Germany between 58 and 60. And this is actually a jam session that he recorded in Germany. He just had a tape recorder running and he recorded it in Germany. So it wasn't a studio recording by any means. And apparently you get all the conversation between him playing songs on the guitar and the piano and things like that. So it's going to be interesting.
It is.
Yeah. It's called the Bad Gnome tapes because that's where he was in Germany. Bad Gnome. Badnaum it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And... as I say, it's quite a rare album. They reckon they only printed about 100 of them. So I was lucky, wasn't I?
Yeah. And the other thing I got was a pink Chotek charger, which we sell here.
Yes, yeah.
I was going to go for the iWalk, and I thought, well, I don't know, let's use up by the stuff we've got here that's been sitting here if I want a charger. Sometimes it's useful to have one. You don't actually want to go and plug your phone somewhere. You want to sit and use it, and it's running out.
But you're okay in that respect because at least you can at most of the time see the lights on
it. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it is more for using indoors than out.
We've charged it, but we haven't tested it yet, have we?
We haven't rounded testing it yet. We charged it the day we got it, but my phone lasted so long.
Yeah.
The battery just goes on my phone. It's brilliant. Really good on my iPhone.
So that was that. And
roughly what I can remember.
So that was the presents.
Yes.
And so then we went to have our meal. We went out because we went out on Christmas Day
which
for a meal.
We were talking about last. Oh, and it was lovely.
It was a very
really
nice meal.
Nice.
Yeah.
We got in, we went and sat down, said, well, what would you like to drink? They waited on us. They actually waited on you. You didn't have to go and buy drinks, did you?
No. Nope.
She kept asking if you wanted every time she'd come round for anything, you know. So we started with drinks. We were quite early. Their timetable was different to what we'd had on the menu, on the blurb, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a bit, so it was. We were earlier than needed to be, but it was nice. We got in and got drinks and they come up with the canapés a bit later.
Yeah, they were nice.
They were nice. Salmon and chicken.
Yeah, salmon and chicken and canapés.
They were really great. And then we had the starter. I loved that soup.
That was nice, wasn't it? Was it sweet potato?
Sweet potato and cinnamon.
And cinnamon. Spicy soup, yeah.
It was beautiful.
Really nice. And we had that.
And then champagne sorbet.
Yeah, the champagne sorbet. I like that as well. Clear the palate, that, isn't it?
Yeah. And then the main dinner. It was too big for me, really. More than
the main. The main meal.
I can't eat big meals anymore.
Was turkey and we had turkey.
And we did. You could have beef or turkey, couldn't you?
Yeah. And that was nice. And we had Christmas pudding with brandy cream.
Oh, that was lovely and all.
It was nice, really nice.
And then coffee to follow or tea.
Some brandy cream just tastes a bit like flavoured custard, but this actually had brandy in it, didn't it, Angie? Yeah. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I had two glasses of wine. That's right, I did.
And I had two beers.
Did you have two? Yeah, you did.
Two beers, yeah. Yeah.
That was really nice. Crackers, of course, you got crackers in with it all.
I can't remember what the beer was I had.
You had a Red Robin.
Red Robin, that's right.
I believe it's called. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
It's quite a nice beer as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a nice. It was really pleasant. Oh, I remembered another present I got. I got a lavender body lotion.
All right. Yeah.
It looks just like a hand wash or something. I've got hand cream that looks like that. You stand it up and you use it. And at the table we got presents. I'm trying to remember what did. Oh, yeah, that's when I got my power bank.
And that's when I got my Chromecast. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that was all good stuff.
It was quite funny because Charlotte was phoning you the other day to talk about she was going to come and get the power bank, and you and so she had to come and help you find it, didn't she?
That's
and
right.
She came on because the Sunday, wasn't it?
It wasn't brailled or anything like that, so I didn't know what colour it was.
It was a last minute.
Yeah.
She was going to buy that.
Yeah.
She was going to give you that game, but it came too late to wrap it.
Yeah.
Which was probably nicer that we played it, because I'm not sure we'd have got to it if we hadn't. Because we didn't after, at any point after.
No.
So anyway, after all this, of course, we go home again and sit in the living room for a while.
Yeah.
Then you went upstairs and I followed you after a little while, didn't I? Because I remembered I needed to do something. I've forgotten what I needed to. Oh, I'd left stuff on the bed from earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
This year we slept in a different room.
Yep.
Which was nice. We slept in it once before, actually, but...
Yeah.
We did. It was all very pleasant.
Yeah.
And then we came... Oh, and then we got a WhatsApp from Charlotte. The Doddidge Rolls... I've got Doddidge Rolls down here if you're coming. Yeah. You want to come.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
But, of course, she sent it to a WhatsApp Christmas list that she's set up for everybody to say what they wanted as presents.
Yeah.
So, of course, Sophie, who wasn't with us, she'd been with us for dinner, but she'd gone back home. She saw this, said, bring me some. So I said, sure, take a picture of these. I've still got some left on my plate. So she took a picture, and then she took a picture of your empty plate.
That's right, yeah.
Sophie went, you're meanie.
Yeah.
And then she took a picture of sausage meat for Sophie. She was giving out, doing the sausage
That's
meat.
Right, yeah.
So we had spent the rest of the evening downstairs then, didn't we? And I was drinking water all evening.
Yeah.
Because I needed water, not alcohol.
Yeah, I drank Malibu.
You had Malibu.
On Christmas night. Yeah. Yeah. And then Boxing Day, we came home, really. I mean, most of the day was...
We had a lovely breakfast. Charlotte did a breakfast.
Yeah.
Bacon and egg and sausage and beans.
Yeah.
Bread and butter.
Yeah.
And then a tea about...
About six-ish. Yeah. And we had chips and pickles and salad and...
Pigs in blankets. And all that sort of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that was really nice.
It was nice, yeah.
You're making me hungry, Andrew.
Sorry, it's making me hungry. I fancy some sausage meat now. I haven't got any sausage meat. Fancy things I haven't actually got.
So, but anyway, that was Christmas, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then we came home.
And we came home last night. Wednesday
night.
Boxing Day. We got home about, I guess, nine-ish. About nine-ish, yeah.
So we watched the TV programme. We watched Corrie, actually, and I went and had a bath, and we took some whiskey to bed.
Yeah.
Whiskey and Orange and listen to our podcast. Which we'd been doing the previous week coming up to Christmas. We'd made it a bit different and listened to something in bed with a drink.
Yeah, yeah. It's
traditional. We try to do that around Christmas, don't we?
Yeah. And then so where was we?
Back to Thursday then, really. Thursday.
Well, nothing really happened Thursday, did
it? We sent out that order.
Yeah, I know, but nothing really happened on Thursday, did it?
You did some admin. And
yeah. Yeah, that's what I said, boring.
Did your own stuff. Yeah, but it wasn't really, because you did your own thing most of the day.
Nobody, I did, yeah.
Nobody really rang up or anything. Friday we went to the cinema.
Yeah, Friday was more interesting. Mm. Friday afternoon we went to the 12 o'clock showing of The Return of Mary Poppins in 4DX. That means, for those who don't know, your seats move around and
you get smells
and you get water and wind spraying at you and all kinds of things. And that was a nice film.
It was.
The Return of Mary Poppins. Played by Emily Blunt. And
Wasn't it actually called Mary Poppins Returns?
No, the Return of Mary Poppins, yeah. Oh. I believe, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
2018, anyway, it's a brand new film. And she comes back to sort out the kids, the original kids were adults, weren't they?
They were,
Michael and Jane.
They were, yeah, they? Jane like, was moved in because Michael's Mrs. had died. And of course, it's the same old story, like he's got children.
Yeah. But
let's not spoil.
Let's not have spoilers in case anyone wants to see it. But it's a good film.
Poppins came back.
Yeah. Emily Blunt did well. She sang and, played Mary Poppins really well, I thought. And it's got some good old Mary Poppins style songs in it, isn't it, Ange, again?
Yeah, it's got some nice songs in it.
Yep, and it was a diversion. We enjoyed that. And
of course, it was lovely. We had a hot dog in there, didn't we? Got a hot dog.
Yeah, a large hot dog.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. It was really nice.
It was nice.
It was a Frankfurter type hot dog with onions.
I didn't notice any onions, actually.
I got a couple of onions, not many, but...
I said it was more like a saveloy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Saveloy, that's a word.
It was really
nice. Yeah, it was. So we watched a film and then came back and I finished, because I'd started watching on Netflix ages ago, The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, on my new Amazon Fire Stick. And, that was good. And then...
How did you get it to resume that?
Did it manually with the remote.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Because when you speak it, it doesn't seem to want to, even if you say resume.
No.
It won't...
With series, it seems to go back to the first episode.
If you knew the episode you wanted, you might be able to do it.
Yeah, you could probably say, play whatever episode, season one, episode 10.
But you don't always know. You're playing them. Because Netflix resumes is very good at that, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was all very good.
Yeah. So that was that.
Yeah, you've got the voice remote with you. You can speak to it or key it in.
Yes.
The fiddly bit is using the keyboard, isn't it, Mike?
The on-screen keyboard,
yes.
And they'll do them different as well. The apps do it different. Netflix has a QWERTY on-screen keyboard. So, for example, if you're on Q and you come down, you get A. And so on, and you go right, you get S, and so on. Yeah. But they're not all in exactly the right place, the keys. And the Amazon itself, when you sign into Amazon, it uses a left-right system. So you go right, B, right, C, right, D. And they've got about 10 on a row. So you go across to J, and it goes back to A, but then you come down. So it's not a QWERTY. It's not alphabetic selection.
But you did it.
Yeah, I did it. I figured it out.
Because having to sign in...
Apparently, you can do it with a phone app, but the phone app's not accessible on Android anyway, which is surprising for Amazon, but it isn't. All the buttons are unlabeled, everything. All the keyboard is, in fact, unlabeled.
Well, they've concentrated on voice view, haven't they?
Yeah.
The voice view is very good, I have to say.
Yeah, it is. So we did that, and then we heard a series that we've been binging on, Ghost Whisperer, didn't we, Ange?
Oh yes.
Friday night, last night, and then we finished with Netflix again, didn't we?
When I said that's just a nice harmless story, actually, some of them are darker.
Yes, they are.
Some of them are darker than others.
Yeah. So that's us, isn't it?
Yeah, really. And we come to today when we heard a film this morning over breakfast.
Yeah, Saving Mr. Banks. This is about P.L. Travis, who wrote Mary Poppins, and how she didn't want it to be brought to film by Walt Disney, and all their disagreements and their arguments. And eventually...
He got his way,
yes. So we've had a kind of Mary Poppins-themed week, haven't we, really?
Well, the last couple of days.
It's the last couple of days anyway.
It's good.
All so yeah. Fun. So that's it really.
Yes, I think so.
Oh, and then I played an interview with Bob and Dick. Well, not an interview, it's just a conversation with Bob and Dick Sherman that I've got. They were the people that wrote the music for Mary Poppins, because I've known it for a while. So I played it from the Mary Poppins CD that I've got. And that was a how the music was written and things like that. So, yeah, that's been our week, really, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And a very, very nice week it's been.
Yep.
And it's still carrying on. Because as far as I'm concerned, I'm still in holiday mode till the 2nd of January.
Me too, yeah.
I can't see much going to happen Monday.
No.
I don't mind answering the phone, but...
No,
I will answer the phone any of you ring.
I've got to pay wages.
Yes, you have, and I'll take the orders, but
yeah.
I won't send them out, because for a start, you wouldn't get them on the 1st of January anyway.
No. So, that's us. That's the week, isn't it?
Yes.
Now we come to feedback. We did have one piece of feedback last week and I missed it because I didn't look on Saturday morning, but we had none because I looked this morning.
Right.
So we've had none since then. We've had feedback from Clive Pallett, who wishes us all the listeners a happy Christmas and New Year, and he says that him and his wife Moray are recovering from a nasty cough and things like that, but they say thank you for a good year of Our Place and hopefully more to come next year.
Well, I hope that, Clive, that you two are better.
Yeah.
You are both better now.
Yeah.
Hopefully you've had a good Christmas.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Looking forward to whatever you're doing over the new year.
Yeah. So.
We can't talk about till it comes and being, because obviously it hasn't happened yet.
But that is, this will obviously be the last podcast in 2018.
Yes, absolutely. Right.
Because obviously New Year's Eve is Monday.
Yeah.
The boring admin bits, you know, you can contact us at ourplace@comproom.co.uk. And if you want to be added to the Dropbox, let me know. And you can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info to find out all about the podcast and indeed how you can listen on the telephone as well, thanks to Talking Newspaper Services. And I'm croaking now, so I think I'm going to wind this up by saying Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes, very Happy New Year.
Hope you all have a good New Year party or whatever you're doing. Yeah. We're just me and Angie staying in.
Yeah, we are.
And
that's the plan.
That's the plan, yeah. So have a wonderful New Year, whatever you're doing. And thank you for listening to Our Place. And if you're a beginner, welcome. And if you've been listening for a long time, you're equally welcome. Thank you for listening. And I will say cheerio.
And bye from me.
Until next time.